when I was in the Peace Corps, it was the moment that there was this, in 2013, there was this, like, uprising that happened, the Euromaidan, which was a, started as a more specific protest against a policy that the president had put forward, but then that protest had been dealt with very brutally by the police, and after that violence, it became a much, like, larger thing, where millions of people flooded the streets, and it became a referendum, not just on this one event, but on the presidency, on the corruption of Ukrainian politics, on everything. And I went to Kyiv in order to see what was going on, and it was a really powerful experience for me. I saw the Lenin statue in downtown, like, knocked over on the ground, people, like, bashing it with hammers and taking chunks of it away. I was kind of led through there by my friend Maxime, who I just kind of met in a hostel or something. It was just a random friendship that happened, but we kept in touch, and he sort of guided me through the Maidan camps. With Maxime, I was, like, carrying tea and stuff to people, but somebody else showed me the city hall building, which was occupied by protesters, which is a really surreal experience, just this, like, government building, like, big Ionic columns, like, filled with protesters who were, like, sleeping on the ground, turned into, like, a refugee camp, basically, you know? So I was really, like, moved by this experience, like, moved, I guess, by the... I'd never been at a event... I'd never been in the middle of a phenomenon like that, where there was that kind of, like, hope and, like, fervor in the air, that feeling of, like, optimism and the potential for change, and I, like, it really touched me.